The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay Zwirling.
No one can disagree that ours is the most generous nation in the world when it comes to helping other countries, especially if they are the recipients of very bad luck. Like Haiti, for example, when 1 year ago an enormous earthquake devastated the entire country. Throughout this year, we have been reminded via TV that in Haiti, millions became homeless, streets are filled with mud, safe drinking water is still not available, much sickness prevails, and as we speak now, the disaster remains exactly the same as it was 1 year ago. What is wrong? Compassionate Americans, as usual, early on have given millions to help the Haitians, yet they're still homeless and nothing has been rebuilt. Clearly, the answer must be the money sent to the leaders went into the pockets of corrupt people and not to the suffering victims. This despicable scenario happens every time. We are too trusting and we never learn. I submit, we Americans must never again send money to the leaders of an injured or destroyed country. Instead, we should use those millions meant to help the poor with American builders to go to Haiti and rebuild everything themselves. This way, the Haitian people can have homes built for them, water made safe for them, streets, schools, and hospitals built for them in a timely manner. Also, our government sent many trucks to help clear the enormous debris. According to U.S. media, they have never been used in this entire year. They remain in ports because the Haitian government demands import taxes like 40% to allow the trucks into the country. How can the Haitians be helped when their own leaders create such insane restrictions? Let's stop being naive and stupid when dealing with various disasters in other countries, and let's stop trusting corrupt leaders. There is a simple solution. Let's never again send money. Instead, send workers and materials. For KSCO, this is Kay Zwirling.